This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
And we've got a big event coming up. It comes up, every year at this time.
Yeah, and we are going to be talking with our guest who's in studio with us.
And it's got the greatest name of any event that's ever occurred. Lions Breathing Fire.
Lions Breathing Fire. Our guest today is Mike Fox. He is the Catholic Men's Conference organizer with the Marian Center here in Indianapolis. Welcome to Faith in Action, Mike.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Well, Mike, tell us about the Marian Center. What is the Marian Center of Indianapolis? What is that?
Well, the Marian Center of Indianapolis has for years tried to promote different Catholic conferences and small retreats and bringing in speakers into the Indianapolis area. And our big events are the Indiana Catholic Women's Conference and the Men's Conference. Women's Conference is always in the spring, and the Men's Conference is always in the fall.
Why don't you give the date now that we know it's going to be happening in the fall? When is the Men's Conference?
The Men's Conference is coming up here real soon. It's October 5th. So it'll be here in a couple weeks, and it'll be down at the Indiana Convention Center.
And it's a one-day event, right? So it's...
Yes.
Give us the hours and all that and where it's located. Might as well get that out.
The event is held, like I said, at the Indiana Convention Center in the Sagamore Ballroom, which is their main ballroom. The event starts at 8:30 in the morning and ends anywhere between 4 and 4:30 in the afternoon.
Talk about the theme. What's this year's theme? And kind of give us a little overview of that.
This year's theme is Everything is the Grace of God, which is a quote from St. Faustina, and that day happens to be her feast day. So
that's really cool. And really, I mean, that sums up the whole Catholic faith right there, doesn't it?
Yes, and with our speakers and, you know, their different topics, it will, you know, connect very well with them because there's different graces that I think people will hear about from Father Donald Calloway, and he's a big St. Faustina fan and Our Lady. We have Roy Schumann, who's coming in, and he is a Jewish convert, and his title of his talk is From Jewish Harvard Professor to Catholic Evangelist, and he has a phenomenal story, and there'll be lots of graces there. And then we have Father Michael Leitner, who's coming in, and he is very dynamic, and he has a great conversion story. He could have probably become a NFL lineman, and he had I don't want to say a miraculous conversion, an amazing conversion story, and he's now a priest in Wisconsin, and he is, they're all dynamic. All these speakers are phenomenal.
It sounds like he would have a particular connection to men, just being, you know, a big man and energetic and sports-minded and everything.
Yes, and now we're very, very fortunate. This is probably our best lineup of speakers, and we've had the best of the best in town, but from top to bottom, they're great.
So this, how long has this event been going on? I mean, this is kind of getting a following year after year. How long has this been going on, and what kind of a crowd do you usually draw at something like this?
Our first conference was in 2006, and we've had up to over 1,000 men at a conference. It's not always that large, and, you know, there's a lot of different things going on, but, you know, we anticipate probably anywhere between 500 and 850 men.
We're talking with Mike Fox. He is the men's conference organizer with the Marian Center, and the conference is coming up October 5th, Saturday. Jim's got a question.
Now, we just want to point out that we are in Indianapolis. The conference is held in Indianapolis, but it's not strictly an Indianapolis event.
Oh, no, not at all. We have men who come from all around the Midwest. An email from a group down in New Albany, Indiana, and they plan on bringing a group of 10 or more up here from southern Indiana.
That's about as far as you can get.
Oh, I know. And they're getting up early. So if you think it's early on a Saturday morning in your local, you know, think of the people who are already on the road when you're still asleep.
Well, there's something really neat about a men's conference. I've covered Promise Keepers and some of the other men's conference as a journalist, and there's just nothing like them. You know, talk about what it's like. What's the experience like for men that come to a conference like that? Maybe people listening that have never been. What's it like?
Well, this conference is, I'll first say, it's maybe different than a retreat. A lot of times a retreat, you're sharing and you're having to open up. This is a day you can be a sponge and soak up all these wonderful talks. You can celebrate, you know, the sacraments of, you know, we have Mass and the Eucharist. We'll also have confessions and you know, we have an adoration chapel set up so you can have some one-on-one time with Christ. But it's just a great day, and I think, you know, we have people coming back year after year, and we have men's groups that come, and they just look forward to it every year. And it's a great way to be with people who are maybe on the same mindset, or it's a great opportunity to invite somebody who they might need a little uplifting in their life, because I think the men walk away from this conference feeling good about life, good about their church, and they, you know, become better Catholics, husbands, and parishioners.
Tell us a little bit more about one of the speakers I'm really interested in is Father Dan Calloway. Is that how you say his name? Calloway?
It's Father Donald Calloway.
Okay. He's like a rock star in the church right now. Just give us a brief overview of him, because he's really got like a dynamic. He's very dynamic. Do you know about him? Have you heard him speak before? Because I never have.
Yes, and he was here, I think, in our second year in 2007, and the men loved him. He is he had a phenomenal,
plainly, right?
Very plainly. He has a crazy conversion story. He was in more trouble than anyone I know who's has a collar around his neck. So he
what a great tease.
I mean,
what a great way to promote that.
Yeah, and he is a phenomenal priest who has great messages, and I think people will be moved by his talks. And actually, he's giving two talks. He's one of the most difficult priests to get on your schedule, just because he is in demand, not just in the United States, but around the world. But he's very dynamic, has a great message. It's, you know, you really grasp, you know, his message, and you know, and I'm sure he'll go into part of his conversion and what he was like as a challenging teen and young
and
adult.
And there'll probably be some people in the audience shaking their heads saying,
I've done some of that, maybe not all.
Yeah, I think if you have someone like that that's had trouble or that has had struggles, and here they are, a priest, I think it gives guys the encouragement to think, well, if this guy who was in all this trouble and had this crazy background can come and be a priest and live a holy life, then maybe there's hope for me. You know what I mean?
Right. And I completely agree. And I think he'll give people tools to help themselves or help their, you know, son or father or friend. You know, the world is more and more challenging as, you know, as my life goes on. Things have changed completely with, you know, what we see. And, you know, I have five kids, and you know, our goal is to try to get our children to heaven, let alone ourselves. And I think, you know, that's one of the reasons an event like this is so important, because you might not feel you need it, but there might be something you hear from a conference that's going to help someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many people we hear from. Spouses or friends, or, you know, saying, you wouldn't believe what the conference did for my husband or my mm-hmm. friend. And it really can make a change in someone's life. Or if you're, you know, on the right track, and, you know, I think it helps support your beliefs, and, you know, there's always something there that you're going to walk away from and say, well, you know, I can do something else in my life to make myself a better Catholic, a better father.
You know, sure. Better and there's friend. Something about being in a room full of like-minded people, just that feeling of, gee, I guess I'm not the only crazy one that believes all this stuff. I guess, you know, it's real. A lot of people believe it, and a lot of people, you know, focus their life around it.
Oh, and I completely agree with that. And that's why I think you see some of these men's groups come back year after year, because, you know, they really gain a lot from that day. And it's a real lift me up. You're up on the top of the mountain, you know, mm-hmm. when you leave, and so many go away implementing, you know, what they hear.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned children a little while ago. What age group is too young?
Well, we just emphasize, you know, any high school student and above is fine. You know, there's not typically any crazy subjects, even if you had a mature seventh or eighth grader. It's sometimes hard for someone like that to maybe sit, you know, through the day. But, you know, we're constantly, you know, moving and doing things that, you know, I think keeps people's attention.
So how can people register? Can they register at the door? Do you want people to register in advance? And how do they do that?
Well, lunch comes with your registration. So it's really good if we can get your reservation and registration early. It's very simple. You just need to go to www.indianacatholicmen.com, indianacatholicmen.com, and you can register online. If you wanted to mail a registration in, you can download a form there, but it's very simple. And, you know, there are group rates.
You know what? You did want to mention one more thing about that this satisfies the Knights of Columbus spiritual reflection requirement. What's that?
Yes, the Knights of Columbus have been really emphasizing the importance, I think, of their faith in their organization, and they have a spiritual reflection requirement, and I'm sure there's some knights out there who aren't aware of that, but this does fulfill that, and there are groups of Knights of Columbus, you know, people who are, you know, organizing groups, and, you know, again, they can have a group rate, which is, you know, helps a little bit on the cost.
So, Mike, if you could give us that webpage where people can register again?
Sure, it's www.indianacatholicmen.com.
Mike Fox, Men's Conference Organizer from the Marion Center, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Lions, Breathing Fire. The one-day conference that inspires and challenges men to courageously stand up and be the man that God wants you to be and your family needs you to be. It's coming to Indianapolis October 5th at the Indianapolis Convention Center. That's a big venue, but this is a big event with featured speaker Father Donald Calloway, known for his book Champions of the Rosary. Other speakers include Father Michael Leitner and Ray Shulman. Father Rick Nagel will be the Mass celebrant. Right now, groups and individuals can save $10 by signing up early. This is an inspirational program for men of all ages. It's a great way for Knights of Columbus members to fulfill their Spiritual Reflections program requirement. It's a wonderful way for all men, young and old, to take a look at who they are and where they're going and refocus on their eternal salvation. Sign up now at IndianaCatholicMen.com.
A deadline, great expectations, daily pressure, occasional failure. When God is with you, feel free to say, bring it on. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me. And the second half, we're going to be talking about care for our common home. And our guest today is John Mundell. He is from the Archdiocesan Creation Care Commission. So welcome to Faith in Action, John.
Thank you very much.
Well, you have a really interesting career, and we can probably do a whole topic on that. But what is your career? Tell me just a brief bit about that.
Well, I've been an environmental consultant for about 40 years, and so I own my own environmental consulting company, Mundell & Associates, and we're located on the east side of Indianapolis.
And that reminds me of a country song that you were a environmentalist engineer when environmentalist engineers weren't cool.
That's right, back a long time ago.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Archdiocesan Creation Care Commission. What is that, and how long has that been around?
Well, the commission has been around since 2015, just before the Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si on Care of Our Common Home came out. And it was started really by a group of people that had strong environmental interest and saw the connection of those interests with our Catholic faith. And really then Archbishop, now Cardinal Tobin, encouraged us to form, and that's what we began this kind of ministry about creation and the Catholic faith's connection to care of creation.
And there is, Pope Francis gave us a little bit of, well, he gave us this thing called the season of creation. What's that? I'm just learning about that right now, so.
The season of creation is a time period from September 1 through October 4. October 4 is the feast day of St. Francis.
Yeah.
And really, it starts maybe 10 years ago. It was very much an ecumenical move by Christian churches to connect creation care with the harvest season. And about 3 years ago, the Pope actually acknowledged that and wanted to connect worldwide with that kind of movement. And so he began the World Day of Prayer for the Planet, that is September 1, and he talked about looking at this time period as a means of growing closer to God through our connection with creation, and that again goes through October 4. So it's a season now in the Catholic tradition that we really look to deepen our connection with the earth.
And, you know, when people talk about being pro-life, I mean, you really have to kind of include the life of the planet too, to a certain extent. Can you talk about that maybe, and maybe what the mission or the purpose of the ministry is?
Great. Well, last year we actually came up with a mission, or, you know, to try to say, how do we talk about this to people who aren't familiar with this? Catholics mm-hmm. aren't familiar. And so the mission really is to encourage and foster the care for God's creation as a way of life and a core principle of our Catholic faith, and really to minimize the Archdiocese's impact on the environment. And so, you know, really our vision is for the Archdiocese to be committed to the principles and the values set forth in the Pope's encyclical Laudato Si. And so parishes, schools, organizations, we hope that we will exhibit a culture of sustainability and consider the environment, the environmental impact of all the activities. So really this idea of focusing on that aspect of Catholic faith, dealing with creation, care of creation, ecology.
Okay, can you talk, and I want to get a little bit later on in the interview into action items that we can all participate in, that, you know, to kind of reduce our, I don't know, carbon footprint, if that's the right term. But talk a little bit about the encyclical.
Well,
say the name of it, because I can't seem to, I've got to practice that one.
Sure, it's called Laudato Si, praise be. You know, and it comes from a prayer of St. Francis, and it's the second title is on Care of Our Common Home. And Pope Francis put this encyclical out in June 2015, and it really focuses on a greater attention to the care of creation and the awareness of creation because of the concerns we have now with climate change and with pollution and with overdevelopment. And so the Pope really goes through and talks about all of the science behind what's happening in the world, and also the spiritual basis for the moral imperative that we have to protect the planet. So, and then he goes on to talk about the need for an environmental conversion, really kind of looking at our lives as individuals, as parishes, as dioceses, to really try to become more in line with a more sustainable way of living, and in the same way, grow closer to God, because God is behind all of creation. It's His handiwork.
I think it's really interesting, you know, that you have to really make the connection that, you know, the earth isn't the end-all be-all, but, you know, it is God's creation, and just like, you know, man is God's creation, and, you know, the planet is God's creation too, so we need to respect that.
That's right. And really, Pope Francis, one of the really strong underlying themes of the encyclical is this idea that we're all connected. And that isn't just all the human beings, but all life on the planet is connected, and that if one does something good, it helps everyone in a way. If we do something bad, it can influence everything. And so this idea that this connection, that we're all brothers and sisters in one family, and this is where we live. This is our home, you know. So
right. And I want to we're talking with John Mundell. He is of the Archdiocese and Creation Care Commission, and there's some really interesting action items that parishes or individuals can do to be better stewards of the earth. You know, governments and policy makers can, you know, impart things for us to do, like by regulation or by law. But there's certain things we can just do without that, right?
That's right. You know, we put together this program for the Season of Creation, this 5-week program. You can go and find out more about it on the website www.ourcommonhome.org. And each week, each day, actually, there's an action. For example, Mondays, we switched around a little bit for us Catholics. We usually think about meatless Fridays, but here we're having meatless Mondays as a way of improving how we use resources and reducing our carbon footprint. Tuesdays are Energy Awareness Tuesdays. Wednesday, Water Conservation Wednesday. So any way you can use to reduce
water.
Don't
take a shower on Wednesday.
Well, it may be, you know. I think sometimes we don't need as many showers as we have. Thursdays, we think about reduce, reuse, recycle. That's kind of living a more simple life, right? If we don't have to buy as much stuff, and we really use it well, we're more in line with our faith, simplicity. Fridays are walk, bike, or share a ride to work Fridays. So if you've got a friend, you can share a ride or you can bike to work. Saturdays, we want you to get out and take a hike to become one with nature, to really reconnect and experience the beauty of nature and therefore the experience God in a greater way. And then Sundays really focus on Laudato Si. What are the teachings of the church focused on the environment? And it's not just Pope Francis that is focused on this. That goes all the way back to St. John Paul II and Pope John Paul II and St. Pope Benedict. So all the popes recently have really focused on this concern for the environment.
Now, those sound like simple steps that everybody can do and are kind of different than really broad things like park your car and never drive it again or that sort of thing.
That's right. This isn't really an extreme thing. This is something, if you look at how we live, that you can just make small changes. This ecological conversion isn't something, you know, like Paul on the road to Damascus, you know. it's something that you wake up in the morning and you say, okay, how am I going to live my life? Today is I'm going to think about energy use, so I need to really turn lights off. I really need to think about, you know, overuse of you know, different kind of energy sources. So we're trying to get very practical, because the Archbishop actually had a piece in the Criterion on the Season of Creation, and he called it prayer and action. So we both pray and connect to God and action. What can we do to draw closer to God and to protect the planet? So this program that we have is really kind of a very practical thing that we can kind of sink our teeth into.
So are there I think you mentioned a parish that before we got started here that is doing something like that? What, like any parish initiatives on a larger scale?
Well, the largest scale is on October 4th, the feast day of St. Francis. We're going to have an archdiocesan-wide tree planting. And one of the parishes is doing something outstanding. St. Gabriel's in Indianapolis is going to be planting over 150 trees as part of that. So wow. Father Michael Maris is kind of leading that charge. And other churches have signed up. In fact, churches can get free trees from, if they go to ourcommonhome.org, they can sign up and they can get up to 5 trees free to plant while supplies last, for parishes who want to also participate.
Now, are these for individuals to use, or are they to be planted on parish campuses, so to speak? Or
they're both. With St. Gabriel's, they're planting them. 150 people signed up as a result of an inspiring homily by Father, and so they're planting them both at the parish as well as on their own private properties.
So, what's it been like for you to be a part of this endeavor, this environmental care for the earth endeavor? What's it been like for you?
Well, that's a pretty, I could go on and on, but this has been my life calling, if you will, not only as a scientist and engineer, but also as a Catholic. And so I've had the opportunity to work with Catholics from all over the country and the world on environmental issues. And it's really, for me, it's part of my vocation as a Catholic. It's part of my vocation to really try to live this out in everyday life.
So how can people get involved? What's the first step that they can do if they want to get involved? Either maybe can they volunteer in some way through the commission or do something at their parish? Or what do you suggest in terms of what they can do?
Well, if they want to connect with us, they can connect with us with the website, www.ourcommonhome.org, and connect with the commission and say, hey, we're interested in our parish in starting a creation care group. That's one of the first ways they can do that. Some parishes, and we can talk about this maybe on another show, we had a pilot sustainability program this last summer that the Archbishop had supported, and parishes actually signed up for that. But first of all, how about starting with ourselves, right? The first step is to really try to change our way of living and to connect that in a way to our own spirituality as Catholics. But yeah, there's certainly different levels, but please, you know, try to contact us by the website and we'd be happy to kind of involve you in this work we're doing.
So tell us about that event again coming up, October 4th, right?
October 4th, the feast day for St. Francis. If everyone can go out and plant a tree, we'd love to have trees planted throughout the Archdiocese and really make a difference. You know, people wonder, what can I do? You can plant trees, you can help the biodiversity, you can help the carbon footprint of the world by doing that. So that's what we would encourage. Everyone join together in that.
And if your parish isn't recycling, maybe that's another simple initiative you can get going.
Oh, I can give you a whole list of that, and we'd be happy to talk about all those things from recycling to parish festivals to energy use to solar panels.
Well, this has been great. Our guest has been John Mundell from the Archdiocesan Creation Care Commission. Give us that webpage one more time.
It's www.ourcommonhome.org.
Thanks so much, Don, for being our guest today, and we'll see you out there planting trees, right?
Absolutely. Take care now.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.